That's what we're warning. Hey, that's the joy of the day. Amen. Every day, he's alive this morning. Amen. And again, because he lives, I live. And that's what we're celebrating today. And again, I appreciate all the songs this morning. Appreciate you hanging in here with us. Take your Bibles real quickly this morning. I know we've heard so much already, but we never want to leave this place without the gospel being preached. Or I just want to remind the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 this morning. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I hope I can see. Right off the bat this morning, I broke my glasses. And I'm borrowing these, so they don't work real well for me. But we're going to make them work, so we'll see how it goes. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 this morning. If you found your place this morning, let's stand together out of honor and reverence to the Word of God. And I know we have several visitors with this morning. I hope you'll... I've found over the years a lot of people hear you, but they don't really hear what you say. And I hope you'll listen very closely to what I'm getting ready to say. And I wish I had time to teach this. I have taught this in the past. This is not today that we're going to teach this. But on your calendar, it's got today marked as Easter. We're not celebrating Easter this morning here at Gospel Light Baptist Church. Easter is a pagan holiday. Easter comes from the word Ishtar. It comes from that Babylonian goddess of fertility, and it's sad that the churches have adopted some of that into their ceremonies with all the things. That's where you get your Easter bunny and your eggs and all that stuff of that nature. And I'm not here to blow your bubbles out. If you'll study, if you'll go look it up, you'll find the truth in that. Is Easter in the Bible? It sure is. Over there in Acts chapter 12, some place you'll find it. And it has to do, again, with that Babylonian ceremony there. But what we're celebrating today... And again, it's not just today. It should be every day. Just as much as I know. I don't know. We have what the world calls Christmas, and I believe with all my heart, again, that's not when the Lord was born. But I do know that the Lord Jesus Christ came to this earth as that sinless, perfect Lamb of God. He was born in that manger through the womb of that virgin. He came as that beautiful baby, as that child. He grew, and I know this morning we see his birth. We see his life. What a perfect life that he had. He is that sinless man, that sinless Son of God. We see the truth of the crucifixion. We know that the Lord Jesus Christ set his eyes as a flint. He was heading to Calvary. He came for the purpose to hang on that cross to die for the sins of the world. We know that he died there. The Romans did not kill him. He died there. He gave up the ghost. He gave himself. They took him off that cross. We know the truth of that. They put him in a tomb. We know they rolled the stone across that tomb. They sealed that tomb. They set the guards there that day. And we know there on he was in the grave 3 days, 3 nights, and on that third day there, he arose. And we know this morning that he's ascended. He was back on this earth there for those days, and then he ascended back unto the Father. And we know this morning it's not just about his birth. It's not just about his life. It's not just about his death. It takes his birth. It takes his life. It takes his death. But thank God for the victory that we have through the resurrection, that the Lord Jesus Christ arose from the grave, and he is victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And here in 1 Corinthians, Paul dealing with the thoughts of man in the church house, we see here in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 13, well, let's look at verse number 12. It says, "Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead," and we're going to preach that, "how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain. And our faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable." Verse 20, "But now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, after that they that are Christ at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom unto God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and authority and power. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death." Let's pray. Father, I thank you once again, Lord, for the beautiful songs that we've heard today. Thank you for our young folks this morning, God, that have practiced and practiced, God, to be able to stand this morning and sing the songs that we've heard and we've enjoyed. But Lord, I thank you, Lord, for this precious book, God. Thank you for your spirit. God, I thank you, Lord, for those that made a way out here today, God, just to hear the truth of the Word of God. Lord, I don't know what's in people's hearts this morning, don't know what they're facing, but Lord, I do know, as we heard this morning, there's only two choices on the shelf. There's either life, eternity with you, or there's death in a place called hell. Lord, I pray this morning, God, that you'd speak and draw hearts as only you can. God, you move in our midst, Lord, and we're going to thank you, Lord, for what you do. For it's in Christ's precious name we pray. Amen. You be seated this morning. I promise you, if you'll listen, I'll try my best to get us through this and get you out the door, because I know people can't sit but so long. And I was always told when your bottom gets to bothering you, you'll quit listening, as they say. And we want you to listen this morning. Again, I appreciate you being here. Hold that place there in 1 Corinthians. Take your Bibles over to the book of Revelations. This will be where our message comes from this morning, in the book of Revelations. As you're turning there, we just read this morning here, as Paul was dealing with the fact of the resurrection. And this morning, that's what we're celebrating. And the Lord, through the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, through the Word of God, we're told about, well, if Christ didn't rise. This morning, that's the joy that I had this morning. He's alive. He's alive. As Mary come running back that day, he's alive. He's alive. And this morning, I too can say, he's alive. He's alive. And it ought to be excitement in our heart. Hey, I'm telling you this morning, when you get a hold of the fact that he's alive, and you get a hold of the fact that you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that you're alive, you'll get some excitement about you. And we see this morning here in 1 Corinthians, he's dealing with the fact that some people didn't believe that there was a resurrection. And I'm thankful this morning there is a resurrection. That's my hope. That's my joy. That's my glory. Hey, that there is that resurrection, not only of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says he was the first fruits. He came. He was born as that perfect Lamb of God. He died. They buried him. And we know that third day he arose, and he lives forever at the right hand of the Father. And he's coming back to get us, the church, and coming back to set that kingdom in order here upon a new earth. But this morning, as we think about that resurrection, I'm so thankful this morning that I know that he lives. But as the choir sung that great song this morning about him being alive, and he lives. What do we get because he lives? What is in that? Oh, look over in the book of Revelations this morning. I want to look at that fact. Because he lives this morning, what we can have this morning. I hope this morning you have this as we read together this morning here in Revelations in chapter 1 this morning. Look at verse number 5 this morning of Revelations chapter 1. Revelations chapter 1, verse number 5. Revelation chapter 1 verse 5 says, "And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten," notice, "of the dead," that's that first fruit, "and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all the kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen." Because he lives, because he rose, because he came up victorious this morning, we see the truth of the fact of what we have because he lives this morning. Real quickly, just a few things this morning. First of all, this morning, as we see here in these verses, look again in verse number 5 and verse number 6, because he lives, the Bible says, "And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, which is the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood." I'm glad this morning, because he lives, I have peace with God. See, this morning, if you're here and you're lost and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible tells us over there in John chapter 3 that there's a condemnation upon you. And I'm glad this morning, because of Christ and because he lives inside of me, that condemnation is no longer upon me. He bore that on the cross. He buried it in the tomb. And through resurrection, I have peace with God this morning. And friend, this morning, there's nothing like peace. That this world is crying out for peace. In your life, you're looking for peace. Hey, some people last night went to a bottle and tried to drink peace into their life. Hey, some people went to a pill bottle and took pills to try to bring peace to their life. Some people are trying to stay busy day and night to keep peace in their life. Some people are putting money in their bank account to try to get peace in their life. But I promise you this morning, there's only one place you'll ever find true peace, and that peace is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, I'm glad this morning, and I'm not bragging on me, I'm bragging on the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad this morning, every night I lay myself in my bed. Every night when I lay there and I thank God for another day, I can close my eyes and sleep and I can rest in the Lord Jesus Christ, having the peace of God upon me. I can rise in the morning and I can go through my day. Hey, it doesn't always go the way I'd like it. It doesn't always happen the way I wish it would. There's always pains. There's always hurts. There's always circumstances. But I'm glad in the midst of it all, there's a peace that passeth all understanding. Where does that come from, preacher? I can't pump that into you. I can't speak that into you. But when the Lord Jesus Christ, the one, that faithful witness that came and was born on this, upon this earth as the Son of God, and He lived upon this earth, and He died on the cross for our sins, and He rose that we could have victory, that's where you find peace. The Bible says over in Romans chapter 5, verse number 8 through verse 10, it says, "But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through Him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved." How? By His life. He died for me. He died for you. But He also rose for you. I have peace this morning because of the resurrection, because He lives this morning. The Bible says over in Colossians chapter 1 in verse 19 through verse 23, it says, "For it pleased the Father that in Him should all the fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of His cross, by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself. By Him, I say, whether they be things in the earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath He reconciled in the body of His flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and improvable in His sight. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard, and which was preached to you, every creature which is under heaven, wherefore I, Paul, am made a minister." I'm glad this morning because He lives. Listen, I don't know why you're here this morning. I have no idea. Some people's here because mama made you. Some here this morning here just because your youngins was singing. I don't know why you're here this morning. But one thing I do know this morning, when you're laying in your bed tonight and the darkness is surrounding you and the TV's off and the radio's off and you're laying there in the silence of your home and you begin to look at your life and maybe you begin to think about how wicked and how vile and how awful things maybe you've done. Preacher, what have they done? Same thing I did. The Bible says that we're all sinners. The Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one. Don't come in here and say, "Oh, you just think you're better." No, no, friend. The Apostle Paul said he was the chiefest of sinners. Oh, friend, this morning, if you only knew who I was. I don't even know how bad I am. But I do know one thing. There was a point in my life where I couldn't take it no more. I wanted peace. Peace didn't come from joining the church. Peace didn't come from praying a little prayer. Peace came because something moved in and something else had to move out. What do you mean, preacher? Peace came when Jesus came. I have peace this morning because He lived. If He never got out of the grave, like Buddha, like Muhammad, how could you have peace in something that was dead? But I do have peace in knowing that He lives. Not only do I see here in Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 through 7, because He lives, I have peace. But I see also that I have a pardon. Notice also, verse 5, the latter part, "Since to Him that loved us." How in the world could anybody love us? Well, preacher, I'm a pretty good fella. Really? When you look in the mirror, you really think that? I don't ever think that. How could somebody love me? Not just somebody. How could the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords love somebody like me? But notice He says, "Unto Him that loved us." Notice what He did. "And washed us from our sins." How? In His own blood. See, because He lives this morning, I have peace. But also this morning, because He lives, I have freedom. What do you mean, preacher? Well, I used to be bound by the chains of sin. But hallelujah, there came a day when I asked the Lord to save me, and He took those chains and He broke them. people quote that verse, you know, truth will set you free. That's not true. I've seen a lot of things get set free just to get caught again. No, when the Lord He didn't set me free. The Bible says He made me free. And when He makes me free, I'm free indeed. And because He lives this morning, not only do I have peace, but I can look and thank God this morning that I'm saved and on my way to heaven, I've been pardoned. Can you imagine? I mentioned a few weeks ago, I heard on the news this guy, he'd been in prison for a long time for a crime he didn't commit. And because of circumstances, different things, it finally come out that he was innocent and they let him go. And man, he had such a great attitude. I thought, boy, I don't know if I could do that. I'd be mad at everybody. Most of his life he spent in jail, knowing he didn't do anything. But most of my life up to that time, I was guilty as guilty could be. I deserved to be in hell. But because God loved me, He offered me a pardon. And the Bible says that there's only one way to heaven, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, I know. Listen, it amazes me. We had somebody come by our door yesterday, knocked on our door, preaching another gospel. I'm glad this morning that I know the truth. I'm glad this morning I know that there's only one way to heaven. We're going to be in Galatians tonight, and Paul's dealing with that church at Galatia about how soon they're removed from the truth. Listen, we're living in such a day today. People are reading things. People are listening to this and listening to that. They'll grab a little of this and they'll grab a little of that and make themselves think, well, everything's going to be all right. But listen, I'm going to stand before the judge of all judges one day. And there's only one thing that he's looking for, and that's the blood. I'm thankful this morning that I can have peace because He lives. But this morning also I can thank God this morning because He lives. I've been set free. Look real quickly this morning. We got to move. Not only do I see peace, not only do I see that pardon, but notice also here that there is a purpose. And the Bible says in verse number 6, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and His Father. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. This morning as we sit here, man, I wish people would get a hold of this. I wish people would understand this morning that it's not just about being saved. And I'm thankful this morning I'm saved. I'm thankful this morning, again, that I've been made free. I'm glad this morning that I can have that peace that passes all understanding. I'm glad this morning that I can go to bed. I can get up every day knowing that my name's written in heaven. If I died today, I'd go home. But I'm telling you this morning, there's more than life than just knowing I'm saved. Did you see what he said? Look at it. He said He's made you, what? Kings and priests unto who? Unto who? Wait a minute, unto who? God. This morning we've got a purpose. Every day that God lets us live. Listen, think I can go all the way back to 13 years old in Vacation Bible School in a little old church in Harmony. I can go back and I know that's when I was born into the family of God. That's just when things began for me. Every day I have the opportunity to live and lift up the Lord Jesus Christ and be that king and be that priest unto Him and be that servant. Hey, God called us all to serve. And you've got a purpose in life. Well, I'm telling you today, I've never seen so many people battling depression. And it's a reality. And you might be sitting here this morning and you're in the depths of your soul, you're screaming out that you just don't have nothing to live for. Listen, when you get saved, you got something to live for. Not just something, someone. God left me here. God left you here to be a witness unto Him. So this morning, not only do I see that peace, not only do I see that I've been made free, not only do I have a purpose, but thank God this morning, look what He said there. Can I see your Bible? Look. Where are we? Hey, there it is. Look at verse number 7. We saw that there's peace. We saw that there was freedom. We saw there's some purpose. But thank God this morning, look at verse number 7, and I'm done. Behold, He cometh. Because He lives, Go over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 over there. It talks about how the Lord's coming. Or 14 talks about how He's coming back. 1 Thessalonians 4 talks about He's coming back. And I'm thankful this morning. I'm just waiting for the call. Amen. Hey, my eyes are set on heaven this morning. This ain't my home. I'm thankful this morning that there's something to look forward to. And it's the Lord Jesus Christ coming back at any moment. And that's because He lives. He says, He told me, He says, I'm going away. He says, but if I go away, I will come again. Why? That we can be with Him forever. This morning, if the Lord was to come right now, and I know, trust me, I know, I deal with people all the time. The majority of people sitting in the church house today really don't think He's coming today. But He could. I don't know when He's coming. I just know He's coming. But I'll tell you something, just as sure as I know He's coming. Look at me. Now I know this ain't popular. This ain't what everybody on TV is going to tell you. But look at me. Every breath you took is one less you're going to take. You're going to die. I say it from time to time, and I don't say it cocky, and I don't say it arrogantly. I've been in this thing for a long time. Been pastoring here 11 years. Come May. Pastored 2.5 years in Taylorsville. Youth pastored in Harmony for time before that. I've done more funerals than I ever care to do. And I have buried from 0 to about 100 years old. I've watched them lay that little baby in the ground. What looked like a little old igloo cooler. Hard. Watched them lay out that little girl in our church as a youth pastor, Brandy Watson. Been dead for a long time now. She had a lung disease. Just a teenage girl. Buried her. Buried a lot of people in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. Just a couple in their 90s. What are you saying, preacher? Just as sure as I know He lives, I know this flesh dies. And you can sit here and play games all you want to. You're not immune from it. Amen. Preacher, I thought you said you was going to live. I am. Not in this flesh. This flesh is dying. One day, I done told her what I wanted. Preacher, listen, if you want to help your family out, tell them what you want now. That's just good business. Funeral times are hard times. But they're going to roll me up here in front of this pulpit, and Lord willing, my pastor, Brother Whalen, will stand up here, and Brother Maynard will stand up here, and they'll preach my funeral. I won't be here. Could care less what y'all do. Why? I'll be in heaven. Why? Because He lives. Some of the best times of my life preaching is behind a coffin of somebody I believe with all my heart they were in heaven. Some of the hardest times I've ever preached was behind a coffin. Knowing that probably, unless something was a lot different than I saw, and I'm not the judge, but I've preached many funerals where probably while we were sitting there enjoying the truth of the Word of God, they were in a place called hell. But their mom and daddy were preachers, or a preacher's wife. Their mom and daddy were Sunday school teachers. Didn't help that young man or young lady. See, your chooser has to choose. What do you choose? You can either choose life with Christ, or you can choose life in a place called hell. What's your choice? But because He lives, you have a choice. Because He lives, you can have hope. Because he lives, you can have eternal life in heaven. Just because he lives. I don't sell vacuum cleaners here. I don't sell religion. Boy, I had a Jehovah's Witness come by my house yesterday. It's the first time I've had one. Where we live out so far, people just don't come out there. But I had a Jehovah's Witness. And I told her, she said, I appreciate your religion. I looked at her, it was a woman, little girl. You know, they always like to bring their little young and make you feel bad. Didn't bother me. But I looked her in the eye and said, ma'am, I don't mean to be ugly, but I don't have religion. Her eyes got about this big. I said, religion is what sends people to hell. Your religion will send you to hell. Religion will send you to hell. God's not going to be at the gate saying Baptist or Methodist or no. You'll get in because of Jesus, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. You'll get in through the blood of Jesus Christ, because that's what he'll wash away the sin. But again, I don't sell religion. I don't sell entertainment. But I do give truth. If you'll give me just one second more. Sir, ma'am, will you be honest with yourself this morning? Well, preacher, I believe the Lord Jesus died. So did Satan. Well, I believe the Lord was a good man. So did Satan. I believe that he rose again. So did Satan. It's not about what you believe in your head. The Bible says that ye must be born again. It's not about baptism. Well, preacher, I prayed a prayer. It's not about prayer. But it's about surrendering yourself before a holy and a righteous God and crying out for help. Realizing you're a sinner. And we're all sinners. Realizing you have no hope, and you have no hope without Christ. And you put your hand out to the Lord, he'll take you by your hand and adopt you into his family. Well, preacher, I was told it was this, well, that you were lied to. Again, the Bible is very clear. Well, preacher, you're very narrow-minded. No, God is. But he did it all for me. He did it all for you. Because he lives, I live. Because he lives, you can live. The question is, will you live? Let's stand together this morning. Thank you for being here.